They couldn't finish it up in Dallas last night, so Anthony Edwards looked right at the Mavericks, right in their eyes. And you know what he told them?
Bring gas.
We're headed to Minneapolis.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Boy, oh boy. 29 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Anthony Edwards, it wasn't like he had one of those historical performances, but he did just enough. He got enough from Karl Anthony Towns down the stretch. The T-Wolves, who have led late in the fourth quarter of all four games of the Western Conference Finals, finally stopped tripping over themselves, and they finished one. 105-100, Minnesota over Dallas. When it seemed like we were going to have to wait all the way until June 6th, more than a week, for more NBA basketball, when it seemed like the theatrics of the Western Conference Finals and really the NBA playoffs at a whole were going to be stopped at a standstill for a very long time. I mean, Anthony Edwards, the kid that did, the man that doesn't have a fan bus, doesn't have a bandwagon, but instead... Come on. It continues. It spreads, the fantastic voyage as Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, at the very least, even if you aren't pulling for the future face of the league to finally take his mantle, even if you don't have a dog in the fight, we can all agree everybody wins because we have more basketball coming as we'll have game 5 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night in Minneapolis. And again, as Anthony Edwards reminds you all the time,
bring gas.
It's about that time. It's about that time. C-Cat, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was obviously, it was my birthday yesterday. We had our remote show from Amerit Bank Arena where we got the, you know, give our good juju to the Florida Panthers. I mean, they got the theoretically speaking bump, the Florida Panthers, who couldn't get over the hump in overtime against the New York Rangers until we pulled up.
Panthers are... batting 1,000 when yes. It comes to theoretically speaking coming to their game, they have not been defeated.
And shout out to the band too that gave me a birthday shout out. They did a birthday song for me there as well, so the good vibes were flowing. And again, when we talk about energy, it's neither destroyed nor created, it's just transferred. And we gave those good energies to the Florida Panthers, who got away last night. We'll talk a little bit about that. Sam Reinhart in overtime getting it done with a little over a minute left in or a little over a minute into overtime. Florida Panthers tied up 2-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. That next game going to be back at Madison Square Garden tomorrow as well. So again, a great birthday for me. We got more NBA basketball, and beyond the fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves got it done last night, beyond the fact that Karl Anthony Towns was good down the stretch last night, it's got me thinking almost even bigger. It's got me thinking, dare I say, a little irrationally today, Christian. And number one, and I barely ever call you Christian Cat.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was very weird. That was very strange. I tried to roll right over it, but I'm glad you're calling me out on it. Crazier things have happened in sports than what I'm about to project right now. I know that it's never happened before. It's going to sound irrational. But coming off of the win last night for the Minnesota Timberwolves and the good energy and vibes I see coming out of Minneapolis, and knowing that the Timberwolves have been right in it in every single one of these games in the Western Conference Finals, I'm getting a little irrational, and I'm going to admit to you something right now. I believe these Minnesota Timberwolves, led by that guy Anthony Edwards, can come back in this series and win it in 7 to advance to the NBA Finals.
You said can. They can do it.
They can.
Are they going to do it?
I can't go that far yet. I can't go that far. I know it's weak. I can't say they are going to do it, but what I will say is I do believe that they will force a game 6 at the very least. Game 5 is going to be tomorrow night in Minneapolis. They're going back to the Target Center, and the reason I say that is because it all starts right up here. You say it's weak of me. I don't get to control what happens on the court, but you know who does? the players that line up and go after it at the bat every single night. Karl Anthony Towns, who had a huge bounce-back game, he was shooting historically poor from beyond the arc and historically poor from the field. He looked great last night. He shot 9 for 13, 4 for 5 on three-pointers, and they gave him 10 points down the stretch in the fourth quarter, the final frame, to seal up that victory. And then, of course, you had Anthony Edwards making a promise, delivering a promise. And again, everything that we do, all of our actions start from these seeds in our mind. If you believe it, you can go out and achieve it. That's what they taught you in elementary school, right? Be all you can be. Whatever you want to do, you can go out and achieve. Anthony Edwards has a true belief that this team can do something immaculate, that this team can also extend it one more game, and he made a promise post-game, not just to the fans, not just to the inside the NBA crew, but also to an athlete in a whole different sport, that we're going to see a Game 6 in this series.
What am I supposed to say? I'm supposed to say we're going to lose Game 5? No, I'm not going to never say that. Michael Parsons, you know, he was rocking the AE1s, and I told him he wore a size 14. I'll bring back some nice shoes for Game 6. That's what I told him.
See, Kat, now, honestly, when you hear that, do you think he kind of forced it right there, or do you think he's genuinely showing that optimism, that belief he has in his squad to be able to force a Game 6?
I think he has that optimism. Of course he does. They should have won a couple of the games they lost in this series already, and if you're going to come at a Dallas fan base, if you're going to come at the city of Dallas, you're over the top dog. It's not Dak. It is Micah Parsons.
He went right to Micah Parsons, who was wearing his signature shoe, and said, I got you. I'm going to get you a new, fresh pair for Game 6. In order to do that, they have to win Game 5 back at home. And again, one of the things, one of the big storylines coming into Timberwolves Mavericks Game 4 was that Kyrie Irving was 14-0 in closeout games in his career. Kyrie Irving, before last night, had never lost a game in a series where this one puts the nail in the coffin. And it makes sense with a guy like Kyrie because, number one, he played with LeBron for all of those years. But number two, he is such a threat down the stretch. In close games and in moments when you need it most, he has always been such a reliable and steady presence, and he's been that for the Dallas Mavericks. Well, you take the fact that both he and Luka Doncic had bad shooting nights at home with an opportunity to close it out. You take the fact that now Kyrie Irving is 14-1 in closeout games. So, again, things that have never happened before changed right on the flip of a dime there last night in Dallas. And then you look at the statistics. Everybody keeps talking about how it's never been done before. No team in the NBA has ever come back from 3-0 to come back and win a series. 155 teams have tried. Zero have succeeded. Well, last year we just saw the Boston Celtics almost make that shake against my Miami Heat, going down 3-0 to a team that actually had inferior talent, if you ask the NBA pundits and the people that predicted out this series. Nobody really had the Heat winning that thing. They went down 3-0 and they forced a Game 7, and we all know how it shook out. Tatum injured in the first quarter. We're giving them excuses, but the Heat rolled the Celtics in Game 7. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves, there is a real route to do this. In order to do so, they got to win Game 5 at home, but also in order to do so, they have to believe that they actually can do the unthinkable, do the impossible. C-Cat, you're a New York Yankees fan.
Yeah.
I hate to bring this up, especially on a Wednesday when we're grooving. We have a good time. We're going to have Evan Cohen in here soon. We got Rate the Hate, the Get Around. I don't want to give you bad vibes, but you know what it's like to be up 3-0 and drop four straight.
Yeah, unfortunately I do with Yankees, Red Sox, ALCS. I know that pain.
Was that 04?
Far too well, yes, 2004. It's painful, man. It was painful on the other side of that thing, but once that ball gets rolling, it's a terrifying opponent that's playing with nothing to lose.
And that's exactly what I would fear if I was a Dallas fan. Just listen to the amount of belief that the Minnesota Timberwolves were able to get. You can't give a young team that also is on a stage they've never been at before and looked inexperienced down the stretch and looked like they were getting outsmarted and outplayed by the Dallas Mavericks because of what's up here in the mind. You don't want to give them any kind of momentum. And it sounds like, listen to Jaden McDaniels for the Timberwolves. Jaden McDaniels, who is a wing, is an off-ball guy. He's a great defender. We've seen him lock up guys all throughout the playoffs, but also he hit a couple big shots for the Timberwolves down the stretch. Here he is after the game talking to reporters and hinting at not just forcing a Game 6, but rallying off three straight to make it to the NBA Finals.
We knew that after game one we could win, or in game two we would win. I'll say the only game they really beat us was the last game. Like, the rest of them were close, and it was like our mistakes that let us lose.
But does getting over the hump help you, guys?
Oh, yeah. We could probably run off three more now.
What irrational sports take, one that you admit is super irrational, do you actually have belief in? Because me, I sit here today fully believing that hashtag Wolves back, hashtag Wolves in seven, the Minnesota Timberwolves, after what happened last night, and based on what they have going forward, can win this series, win three straight, and make it to the NBA Finals. Am I hope casting? Sure. Am I a guy that's been talking about the fantastic voyage and pushing the Anthony Edwards propaganda? Of course I have been. But what I saw last night actually gave me the confidence to come out and say it. The Timberwolves, who had a lead in all four games this series, made it happen last night. And irrationally, against all logic, it's never been done before. I do believe they have what it takes. They have the guys to be able to do it, especially if Karl Anthony Towns can find that shooting stroke again, find that edge, and be more of a pivotal player. Everybody else in the NBA playoffs this year have had their 1-2 punch going. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they've been going back and forth throughout the playoffs and been good. Tyrese Halliburton even, and Pascal Siakam, before Halley went down, had that ball rolling for the Indiana Pacers. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic had their first together, at least, cohesive stinker at the same time last night. And maybe it is more of a improbable feat that both of those guys weren't killing it down the stretch, or maybe Chris Finch, who's been getting a lot of criticism, has figured something out. Maybe Rudy Gobert has gotten a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder and is playing with a little bit more of an edge, even though there was a time last night where I was like, how are you getting cooked by Daniel Gafford now? Like, I still am incredulous with this Rudy Gobert stuff. I know, four-time defensive player of the year, when we watch him get cooked by Nikola Jokic, night after night, it's like, okay, he's a three-time MVP. You have to excuse that. Then I watch him get cooked on an island against Luka Doncic, and it's like, well, he's playing out of position there. His coach should have never had him switch out onto the dude. When Daniel Gafford gets back-to-back-to-back dunks on you right in the lane, we got to relitigate some of these Defensive Player of the Year awards. See, Bam Adebayo needs one.
He does need one. And you might not be hope casting, but I am, right? Like, I mean, I got nothing to lose here. But the path is there, right? If the Timberwolves won one game in Dallas, it felt like, okay, now they go back home.
Yeah.
They're going to be favorites in that game.
Yes.
They win that game. Now they've got two games momentum going into enemy territory where they feel pretty comfortable. We saw in the past couple of series.
And we just saw it. We just saw them be down 3-2 to the defending champions, to Nikola Jokic, and we also just saw a position last series where everybody had written the Minnesota Timberwolves off. Remember when they were done? Like, just a week and a half ago, the same people that were beating the drum, Chris Canty and Unsportsmanlike, I believe even Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA, like, everybody that had a microphone in front of their face was saying, oh yeah, it's over with. They're down 2 to the Nuggets. The Nuggets are going to win in 6, wrap this series up. And here we are again, the T-Wolves down 3-1. And if Anthony Edwards is going to have his superstar moment, his pivotal moment, like right now, and really become the face of the league, why not do something that's unprecedented? Why not do something that we've never seen before or even thought would be possible and come back down from 0-3? I just, again, it's irrational, but I do believe it. And we're going to find out a lot about those beliefs tomorrow night when the Timberwolves do host them. And one other good part of this, they're forcing Charles Barkley to work.
Sure are.
He's not happy about what happened last night. Charles Barkley was ticked off on Inside the NBA that he couldn't pull out the golf clubs and get like UC Cat golfing every other day.
Yeah, he's ready for offseason. This isn't the last season of Inside the NBA. That's next year. So they're looking forward to the offseason. Next year, maybe a different tone, right? Because you kind of are nostalgic.
Yeah.
Thinking about the good old days, a little bit of senioritis where, wow, this is the last game we're ever going to call with TNC. Not this year. No, I want to get on vacation mode.
What are your irrational sports beliefs that you could admit it's irrational, but you really do believe it? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Call into the Baptist Health Hotline. 888-760-3776. What are your irrational sports beliefs? Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. What are your admittedly irrational sports beliefs that you are standing by, though you know logic and reality directly refute them? One sports belief that a couple of sports reporters or radio personalities have, and they admit it so on these ESPN 106.3 airwaves, is that the guy that you're going to hear from next, Evan Cohen, is getting some, let's just say, some help with that nice tan he has. We're going to crack the code. We're going to find out if Evan Cohen really is using performance-enhancing tanning for his TV look. Evan Cohen, who you hear on Unsportsmanlike 6 to 10 a.m., will present to you the new case of that. Now, C-Cat, is this out of bounds for me? I don't know if this is out of bounds for me to be attacking whether or not a guy is using fake tanning solutions.
It's in that gray area, right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't talk about a man's family.
Right.
Maybe you do talk about a man's tan. Who am I to say? Mm. Who are we to say? But we're going to say after this.
We'll take that risk. Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike joins us. We'll address the allegations. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Bring gas.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's irrational, I know. It's irrational. Nobody's ever done it. 155 teams have been down 0-3 in a series, like the Timberwolves were. But they got one out of the way. And I do believe T-Wolves in seven. It's not just something that could happen. I think it's something that will happen. And someone who's likely going to refute that is Joe, who is in Jupiter, a renowned Dallas sports fan, now on Theoretically Speaking. And Joe, I know you're chuckling. I know you are probably have a little bit more anxiety because I was like that, just like you last year with the Heat and Celtics. But what do you think of my take? Timberwolves in seven.
First of all, that's not going to happen in seven. I am a little nervous after last night because they got one of the best players in the league, and I've been hearing about it all day. It's never happened, but there's always a first for anything to happen.
Yep.
In 154 tries, nobody's ever swept or nobody's ever came back from being down 3-0. So it's going to happen. It's just I hope it doesn't happen this year. But thanks for taking my call. And first, by the way, tell Evan Cohen I said hello when you do talk to him. He probably remembers me from back in the day when he was on one with Jeanette, Joe and Jupiter. So
gotcha.
I haven't talked to him since. But anyways, my bold prediction that I called, I'm not sure if it's going to happen yet, but weeks ago, I think it was right after Ken's show went off the air or whatever. Like, it was either a tweet or something like that. I said the Mavericks were going to roll through the playoffs and get to the NBA Finals, and they were going to beat the Boston Celtics.
Wow.
In six or seven, and I also said the Dallas Stars were going to go through the NHL playoffs and win the Stanley Cup. I didn't say who it was, but I said hopefully the Panthers. That's my prediction, and I'm sticking to it.
Stick to it. I mean, you're good right now. You should have put a parlay on both of those. Appreciate the call, Joe and Jupiter. We will ask Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike if he remembers that friendly voice. He is on hold, so he probably heard it, and he's probably chuckling. And how about we just skip right to it? Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. with Chris Canty and Michelle Smallman. He joins Theoretically Speaking right now. And before I get to the, I guess we can call it Tangate, do you remember that guy, Joe and Jupiter?
Of course I do. Any other callers you want to keep me on hold for? I mean, geez, you want to call your wife? You want to call any family members?
I mean,
what is this?
It's a show. It's a radio show, Evan Cohen. You know how it works.
But I mean, my God, I'm going to act big time right now. You don't keep me on hold for Joe and Jupiter.
So you do remember him.
Now, if it was other callers. No, of course I remember Joe and Jupiter. He's wonderful. And he's been calling forever. And this is, you know what? Here's the thing for Joe and Jupiter. I remember when he moved to South Florida, he called the show for the first time. And he started bringing up all of Dallas sports. And I'm like, Joe, This is not the place for Dallas sports talk, necessarily. I mean, Cowboys, maybe. But here's the irony of all of that, Theo. Now is the time for Dallas
it
sports
is.
Talk. They're like the number one sports town, right? I know it's not Dallas, but the Rangers win the World Series. The Stars are potentially going to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Mavs are going to potentially go to the NBA Finals. And the Cowboys are one of the most relevant teams in all of sports. So Joe in Jupiter has his day.
Yes, and we give it to him because you know what? He's deserved it, and he has suffered through enough disappointing Cowboys seasons, which I'm sure he has another one coming this fall. It would be disappointing to me to know that this nice tan that you do have that we get to see on ESPNU from Unsportsmanlike is a fake one. And before I get you to respond, I just want to let people know it's not my observation. Here's Carlin and Joe, who you hear from 12 to 3 here on ESPN 106.3, calling you out, Evan Cohen, for potential PEDs.
You didn't want to go with any of like the fake tan rub?
We call that the Evan Cohen.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Which, by the way, is that what he's doing?
No.
Because he looks very tan, which if that's what he's rocking these days, congratulations. But if we're enhancing, if we're TV enhancing, I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because it happened from Friday until yesterday.
And you know what? We had a holiday weekend in there.
Exactly. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I did make the comment to him, what time is your next set, DJ Paulie D? Because he did.
Evan, you hear that. What say you?
Theo, how long have you known me?
About three and a half years.
Do I lie to you, ever?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Wow, that was a long hesitation. Boy,
well, I had to think about it. I mean, if you were lying to me and I didn't know, then, you know, I wouldn't know until I know. Absence of evidence isn't the evidence of absence, but go.
Okay. So let's be real about something. I have talked about many a times putting in that Just for Men in my hair so it's not gray on TV, right? I've talked about the fact that I try to run every single day to try to get in shape, lose some weight, whatever it may be. I actually stopped my run to come on your show to wait and listen to Joe and Jupiter, but to come on your show. If I was fake tanning, you don't think I would admit it? I'd be the first one to come on the air and say, this is a fake tan. What do you guys think? On everything, this is real. I understand what has happened here, all right? I don't look the same as I normally do. I get it. That when you combine the tan and the makeup,
yeah,
I have a different tint to me. So now I'm getting accused of being DJ Paulie D, which I look at as a compliment. Am I supposed to take that as an insult, by the way? Because that's the thing I don't know. Like, I look at that as a compliment on everything. I do not fake tan. But now this is going to be a thing where people are going to assume that I'm a PED user. I feel like Rafael Palmeiro in front of Congress. I've become like Clemens. I've become like McGuire and Sosa. That nobody's going to believe me. Everyone thinks, oh, well, just because you tell the truth about this doesn't mean you're going to tell the truth about that. I don't know how the hell I'm going to prove it, but I do not fake tan.
I want to believe you, and I'm going to believe you because also I don't know.
You want to believe me?
Here's the thing.
Well, fire away. What questions would you like to know?
Here's the thing. So I don't. So do you use suntan lotion to increase the suntan action? And I do want to say this before we get any deeper into this. I don't know culturally what it's like to challenge a man's tan or not. If they're faking the tan, if they're spraying it on. So I don't want to offend you. If you're okay with answering that question.
I don't know how to react to that. Can I laugh or am I supposed to laugh? Because that's a very funny line.
Theo, you're thinking of bronzer. Does he use bronzer?
Oh, bronzer. Are you a bronzer guy then?
No!
So the tan is on accident is what you're saying. You didn't purposefully make sure that you tinted up for the summer. I mean, because it is good. It's a good look. It's not bad. And then with the spiked up hair, you do look like maybe, you know, maybe a Jersey Shore kind of guy. I don't know. I'm not saying it. I don't know if that's offensive, so I'm sorry.
Okay, but are you saying that? Okay, but this is where we need clarification. Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking, ESPN West Palm. You just said, I look like a Jersey Shore kind of guy.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be a compliment or an insult?
I think it's cool. Yeah, it's a cool look. You got the jean jacket going in this picture I see right here. It's a good summer look for you. I'm not going against it. I just heard that you got there. You know, if we're going to call out Drake and call him BBL Drizzy, and the other day you called me BBL Dorsey, I mean, what are we working on here, Evan?
So all these producers that want to be up in the videos, you don't want to come to my side? Because come to death row over here. Because this is how we do things. We don't lie about this.
Goodness.
All right? This is what I'm saying. You got C-Cat up on the air. You know, you got all these people. You're wearing your shiny suits. And all of a sudden you think because I have shiny skin that it's fake? Uh-uh. Not happening that way. It's all real. I go to my backyard. I sit out. And all of a sudden, yeah, I have a tan. Do I use suntan lotion? No, I should. I don't use the sunscreen either. I'm doing a terrible job with this. I'm not doing a good job all around with this. I go outside for a little run. I get a little tan. I sit out. The other day, I got my car washed. I sat outside for a half hour right in the sun. Do I try to get a little color? Yeah, I do. Am I cheating? No. No, you can put me in the Hall of Fame. You know, you want to keep me out of the tanning Hall of Fame? That's not going to happen. I'm one of the great tanners of all time. Call me DJ.
Tom Brady fan alleging that he's not cheating. Sure, we'll believe him. Hey, do you like traveling? Are you a traveling guy, Evan Cohen?
Well, where am I going and how am I getting there? What kind of question is that?
Well, you're getting on the get around on Theoretically Speaking. It's where we take you to the hottest topics all across the nation. I'm glad you asked, and here it is.
I get around. What you mean you don't know?
You always ask the best questions, Evan. That was a great question. It led me right into the segment, the get around that everybody knows and love. And where are we starting off at?
I see you, Shock G. I see you, Tupac. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Next stop,
Sunrise, Florida. Panthers ride the good energy of Theoretically Speaking to break the overtime curse this postseason. Take a listen.
Peggy across Montour, Kachuk right side, half court, down to the line, Montour down low, bar coming from right on a shot, and he scores! The overtime winner here in game four, and this series is tied! Sam Reinhart!
That courtesy of Doug Plagans on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Evan Cohen, do you believe in the good juju from the Theoretically Speaking bump? We had a remote at the Florida Panthers home arena last night, and they finally got over the overtime, you know, Gyps.
Well, I saw you guys all there. I saw Tina doing her growl with everybody. Here's the question now. So I have to ask you in return now, Thea. If you go for one win and all of a sudden you're not at the next one and they don't win, what happens?
I think I got to go back. I got to bring the show back on the road. The people need us.
Yeah, which means I don't know what the schedule looks like. I'm not necessarily Mr. Hockey here. But in terms of the schedule, what? The next game I would assume is going to be at the Garden on Thursday?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then the game after that is Saturday. I'm looking now in Sunrise.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how committed you are, but if I'm you, I'm calling Stephanie Prince. And if they have a chance to go clinch a spot at the Cup, you're calling Stephanie Prince, the head honcho, and you're saying, all right, I'll do a show Saturday night.
I like it.
And it's a hockey game.
It'll be sponsored by Evan Cohen and Unsportsmanlike.
Next stop.
I'm sorry, what was that last one? My phone must have broken up on that one.
We go to Paris, France, me and more. Dwayne Wade will make his NBA Olympics debut as the Team USA basketball analyst for the Paris Summer Games.
Now, what I love about this, Evan Cohen, Heat culture is taking over national sports media. You set the tone on Unsportsmanlike every morning. Udonis Haslam is now an insider, and he's all over the ESPN shows. And we got D. Wade. Could it get any better than this?
All right, a couple of things on this. Number one, let me just give a story about UD. Because you know how much I love UD, and everybody at South Florida loves UD.
Oh, yeah, UD
so
and
on
Owen.
Monday, well, no, I'm we're good. No, he knew. I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to be like, oh, okay, you really made it now. Here we go. So on Monday, we did not have a show. I live about an hour away from the studio. My son, who's 10, huge Heat fan, did not have school. He's been begging me for Memorial Day, begging me to go to the studio. My son, all right, you want to go in? He said, absolutely. He was so excited. I knew somebody was going to be there. He did not. I take him to the studio. He tours everything. Our mutual friend, Monica McNutt, actually an ESPN analyst, ruined the surprise because she mentioned this, but doesn't matter. We won't go there. So all of a sudden, he walks in, and Udonis is there. Udonis saw me, knew exactly who I was. We said hello, everything like that. And Udonis could not have been nicer to my son. Took pictures with he asked my son to take a picture. He told my son next time he comes back to New York, he's going to bring a signed jersey for him. UD could not have been nicer. And everything that we all say about him is all true. He is the best. You ask about D. Wade, though. Is there a smarter businessman in the world? Dwayne Wade could have any broadcasting job he wants if he just asked on, right? I'm not saying he should have a Barkley job. But you know what I'm saying? He could, yeah. He could be involved in any broadcast he wants. If he said to you, Theo, I want to co-host tonight, you ain't saying no. If he said to Inside the NBA, I want to sit in tonight, which he used to, they're not saying no. If he said to ESPN tonight, I want to sit in, they're not saying no. All of his friends are going to Paris for the summer.
Mm.
He just called NBC. He's like, you know what? Put me on those broadcasts. You're going to pay me to hang out with my friends all summer in Paris. Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Dwayne Wade is so think about it.
Yeah.
LeBron's going. He's very close with LeBron, obviously. Bam's going. He's very close with Bam. You know, he's. I'm sure he's close with Steph Curry. And then, like, all these guys that
Anthony
he's really
Edwards.
Close with.
The Tom Crane Ant-Man. Connection with Ant-Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Theo, how brilliant is this?
This is great.
He just calls NBC. All right, cool. I'll take a mil or whatever he's going to make. I'll broadcast. I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to stay at the team hotel. I'm going to be with the team the entire time. Oh, and by the way, I'm sure knowing him, he's probably bringing a documentary film crew to film the entire Olympics basketball team and his experience with them there for a movie later.
And guess what? We'll be watching. We will be watching.
Oh, you're damn right.
Next stop,
Los Angeles, California. USC freshman guard Bronny James will remain in the 2024 NBA draft and forego his remaining collegiate eligibility. Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul told ESPN.
I absolutely love it, and of course I knew it, but the real question, Evan, you're a little bit more tied into the NBA know-it-alls. I've been saying all the way I think it's Bronny James to LA, and it'll likely be JJ Redick coaching all of them. What's your actual feel on this right now?
No, I think you're right. I think that's where it's heading. Like what you're saying, it makes sense. Here's the craziest thing about this. It's not that he's staying in the draft, because we were on the air this morning, on Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN, what's up, that when this all broke, right? And so, all right, I read the headline. I make sure I have the breaking news. LeBronny's going to stay in the draft at the deadline tonight, right? Well, that's a story, right, Theo? I mean, you've been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
You know, like, Christian, like, you have to bring that up. The real thing is what Rich Paul said. Quote, Bronny's range is wide, draft range. He's a really good prospect who has a lot of room for growth. It only takes one team. I don't care what that team is, where that team is. It can be number one or number 58. But I do care about the plan, the development, the team strategy, the opportunity and the financial commitment. That's why I'm not doing a two-way deal. Every team understands that. This is a guy that averaged 4.8 points per game in college. Under any other circumstance, would be beyond lucky to get drafted. And now he's making demands that more likely than not, I believe, are going to be met.
Yes. And well-deserved, too, because, I mean, it's LeBron James' son.
Why is it well-deserved?
It's well-deserved because it's LeBron James' son. It's LeBron's demand. It's not Bronny's demand. It's Rich Paul making the demand. I think it's well-deserved.
Okay, well, I guess there's multiple ways of looking at this, right? Like, nepotism happens constantly in the world. We know that. Nepotism also happens, and maybe it's a different word, maybe it's favoritism, maybe whatever you want to say, without someone being an actual relative. Like, oh, that's my person. That person's done right by me. I want to bring that person wherever she or he may end up, whatever it may be. Like, we see that all the time.
Right.
That's life, right? So from that perspective, has LeBron James earned the right, 21 years in or whatever it is, to have a roster spot in addition to his own?
Hey.
Yes. That's the understatement of the century. Does Bronny deserve to make the demand? No, but you bring up an interesting point. Who's making these demands?
I think it's Rich Paul. And again, they'll never admit that it would be, even if Bronny was the one making the demand, but I think it's more so Rich Paul and LeBron, who know the business of the NBA and are going to set him up the right way, because Bronny's going to do whatever LeBron thinks is best for him, you would think, at least at this stage in his career.
Is that the right thing?
That's yes.
The thing. Like, you're not a parent at this point, right?
Yeah.
You get neither. Like, I am a parent of two. Sometimes, to each their own, right? If that's what's best for the James family, so be it, right? I'm not talking about someone else's parenting. I'm just saying, you brought up a very astute point. You are debating publicly the demand. Is it coming from Rich Paul or LeBron? You never said it's coming from the young man and Bronny. So is this actually what he wants or what they want for him? And if it's what they want for him, is he the kind of person, which is okay, that has that blind faith of, like, all right, you know, you've looked out for me my whole life. I'll believe in you. And that's okay. But, like, that's where the discussion comes in. And let me be clear about something else. I know a lot of people aren't going to like this, right, what's going on. Rich Paul is the best agent in sports because of this.
Clearly.
Because he doesn't care what you say about him or what you think about him. His job is to perform the best for his client. And in this case, the client is Bronny James. And he's trying to get every client maximum value in the place they want to live, in the for the company they want to work for. That's his job, and he is damn good at it.
And we are going to see exactly what happens, because LeBron James also has that option after the draft. So it's going to be a lot of pressure on teams, specifically the Lakers. Evan, appreciate your time. And also, hey, I believe you now. I think we've cleared it up. The tan is real, and I can say that as a guy that has never been lied to by Evan Cohen. So I'm on your side.
I do not use to ask Tina. She's been to my house many times. She's been in my backyard. Ask her if you can get a tan out there.
Is it just like no shade or something?
I need character witnesses now. I do not spray tan.
We will check in with Tina tomorrow for Theoreticals. Evan, appreciate your time. We'll hear you tomorrow morning, setting the tone for Sports Talk Radio on Unsportsmanlike.
See you guys.
That was Evan Cohen, who admits, he's defending his reputation. He says he does not use PEDs for that beautiful tan that you see on ESPNU 6 to 10 a.m. And again, you listen to him on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN 106.3. We talked a little bit about the golf game of Charles Barkley. He can't wait to get back out there. C-Cat, you golf as often as anybody else I know, maybe not named Pierre Garçon. And I'm trying to get on all y'all's level.
Yeah.
And the way that I get better at the game of golf is the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. You tune up your game and you train like a pro at a campus that is used to producing champions. Like, if I'm going to try to become a champion myself, like at least a champion of the theoretically speaking golf outings, why wouldn't I train places that produce champions like the Kaiser University flagship campus? I mean, they've got champions in all kinds of sports all throughout, including last year's 2023 NAIA football champions, the reigning champs. Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center is the place to go. They've got an indoor facility, 2,000 square feet. They've got a driving range. They've got a putting green. You can chip out there. And the best part is we know how wacky this weather gets in the summertime. So that indoor training facility, three different hitting bays, cutting edge technology. You get to train like a pro. Rain, sleet, or snow. That should be the new slogan. KaiserGolfCenter.com, KaiserGolfCenter.com for the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. Carlin and Joe hating on our guy Evan Cohen, and that hate, that fueled hate that they were given on ESPN 106.3 earlier got me thinking it's time to bring back everyone's second favorite segment, at least.
Oh, man. Hate.
It's about that time. And one of the ones on Rate the Hate today is Charles Barkley, who I think is just outright lying. We caught him in a lie. We'll address when we come back. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Evan Cohen doesn't tan, and it's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
If you're watching us live on YouTube right now, you see I've been wearing this medal around my neck. I won gold in the Office Oreo Olympics today. And C-Cat, tell them what sport we were playing.
Playing hockey.
I'm breaking color barriers around here, baby. Brother winning the hockey challenge. I ain't never played hockey a day in my life.
They have the benefit of going last, so you know what score to beat. But, yeah, you won.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not a strategy behind it. You got five shots to line them up. I nailed 4 out of 5, including the last one, which was for the win. So here goes my gold medal. I stood atop the podium, and C-Cat, you came in fourth.
Yeah, your win was an accident. That's what I would describe it as.
It was no accident, but if it was, I would know who to call. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Because if you find yourself in a car accident, a truck accident, a slip and fall, Anajar and Levine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they'll fight for you. They don't get paid unless you do. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. It'll be even better than my gold medal, which is, I mean, beautiful. It's kind of shining off the camera right here. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And this is my first time winning anything in the Oreo Olympics. So, of course, I had to flaunt it here on Theoretically Speaking. I mean, I'm like fourth in the overall standings now. I have a chance at winning the whole Olympics. I'm proud.
We're in the Rate the Hate segment, and I hate the fact that you won.
You do. You do. Well, let's get right to it. Rate the Hate today. Rate the Hate. There's a lot of people, whether it be on Twitter, on television broadcast, on radio shows that have been hating. So today on a Wednesday on Theoretically Speaking, we rate the hate, and to help us do so...
Oh, man. Hate.
Of course, call back to the Chappelle Show.
Man, you
play a haters ball. So let's get it jumping. We'll play some sounds, we'll rate the hate, and we'll give out the Silky Johnson Play a Hater of the Day Award. And we start off with Alan Hahn. He was on Unsportsmanlike this morning, and he was asked about the best situation for Bronny James.
You live in L.A. He would be home with you. It's exactly the most optimal situation for Bronny to develop and grow with dad nearby, overseeing but not hovering too much, but I'm close enough. Rather than have him be drafted by Charlotte, no offense, but still, not really a great organization lately. They have not really done a great job drafting, developing, all that stuff. I don't want them taking him. Like, I want him here, where I know he has a chance to make an NBA career.
Oh, man. Hey.
I love...
Man, you corny!
I absolutely love when you just misdirect yourself into some hate, and then you double down on it. No offense to the Hornets, but they do suck at drafting. They can't develop nobody. And also, I would hate for my son to go to that team. But it's all good, Charlotte. For the, like, three Hornets fans that live, that listen to Sports Talk Radio... It just caught us straight for no reason.
Yeah.
I give that a 7 out of 10. It's pretty good.
I'm with you. 7's a good number.
Yes. Next up, we have Dan Patrick's show, and he gives J.J. Redick a new superlative.
Are the Lakers waiting to announce their head coach until the finals are over because that coach might be working the finals?
Yeah. I would be very surprised if their next head coach is anybody but J.J. Redick. Everything that I'm hearing is J.J. Redick.
This is Chris Haynes.
From what I know, he's doing some background, calling some candidates, some assistant coaching candidates who might be able to join his staff or might not be able to join his staff. And so, I'm pretty positive it'll be J.J.
So you have the most experienced NBA player in history coached by the least experienced head coach in the NBA.
Oh, man. Hey.
Pretty good.
Hey.
It's all right.
Hey, man, you corny.
See, but that didn't move the needle enough for me because it's kind of true. J.J. Redick would be the least experienced coach, though he didn't have to throw that slug in there. I give that a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm with you with a 3.
Yeah.
Not enough hate for me.
Not enough hate to really, like, incite anybody, but it was just a slight tinge of hate there on a fellow media member. And speaking of media members, our last edition, the Silky Johnson Play a Hater of the Day, Charles Barkley, unprovoked, lying about the weather in Minneapolis to get out of work.
If I'm Jason Kidd, I'm not going to talk about stats at halftime. I'm just going to show them the weather in Minnesota that's snow and say, y'all don't want to go back to this, do you? That's all I say, guys. It's snowing in Minnesota. It's hot as hell down here in Dallas, but it's better than snow. Let's get this thing over with.
Charles,
oh, man.
Charles Barkley.
Hey.
Dude.
Man, you corny.
You got to cut it out. He does not want to go to work anymore. As much as we want to see more basketball games, he wants this series to end. He went as far as making stuff up, which to me gives him a 10 out of 10. When you go out of your way to hate on some city, and then you're making up facts about it, making up stats, saying that it's snowing when it's really sunny and nice this time of year in Minneapolis, I think you deserve this award. And sorry, everybody. Charles Barkley's tied up with travel heading to Minneapolis. So he's not able to accept his award. So accepting it on his behalf is the Player Hater of the Year, Silky Johnson.
We'd like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
When we come back, we got to discuss this Scottie Scheffler thing, man, because, I mean, Charles Barkley gets the hater of the day. that officer that was saying he got dragged and tugged on and hurt, he might get Hater of the Year. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We don't have time for the Scottie Scheffler talk, but what you need to know, the number one golfer in the world had his criminal charges dropped against him, so he shall be good on that front. If you want to be good on the front of helping alleviate joint pain, we'll lock in right here, because is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. What a Wednesday. What a Wednesday so far. We had Evan Cohen on earlier to address the allegations of PEDs when it comes to that beautiful tan.
Noticeably, he never condemned those that do use spray tan. So he left the door open if he does make a change.
I think smart man, because there might be a time in his life where he makes that transition and he wants to make sure the spot's clear. Because if he did condemn it,
right,
and then he starts doing it later on, then we have a real problem. Never a problem when we take you home on Theoretically Speaking. I take you home with this. Attack a new challenge this week. Take on something that'll help you actually grow. Even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. I did so by getting my grill over the weekend and putting it to work and producing some good meats for my friends and family. You do the same. You'll never know how it makes you feel in the end. See, Cat?
Don't let society tell you what you can and cannot order from either a coffee shop or a bar. Fellas, I'm specifically talking to you. If you want that pink drink, order that pink drink. If you want that tequila sunrise at a dive bar, order that tequila sunrise.
Tequila sunrise, yes. That pink drink was, we went to a coffee shop and ordered a sugary treat.
It's delicious.
Like a mountain of candy you just slurp down. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy.